Freenome Holdings just crossed a critical threshold in its path to public markets. On May 19, 2026, Perceptive Capital Solutions Corp. filed a Form 425 with the SEC, marking the formal start of shareholder solicitation for the $525 million merger between PCSC and the AI-enabled cancer detection platform. This is not a press release or rumor. It is mandatory regulatory disclosure, and it means the deal has moved from signed agreement into active shareholder voting preparation. The Form 425 filing confirms three things are happening simultaneously. The merger agreement was signed on December 5, 2025. A preliminary S-4 registration statement was filed on April 28, 2026. Now shareholders are being formally solicited about the deal terms, which means a vote is being prepared for July or August 2026. The 425 filing is the most under-read signal in SPAC transactions. Most traders focus on announcement and close. The solicitation window in between is where deal economics break open, where redemption pressure builds or fades, and where the implied valuation gets stress-tested in public. For Freenome, this window is also a pricing signal for an entire category of AI-native health companies watching from the sidelines. One structural detail deserves attention. PCSC was originally required to complete a business combination by June 13, 2026, or return funds to public shareholders. The SPAC recently filed a definitive proxy statement asking shareholders to approve a one-year extension from June 13, 2026 to June 13, 2027. That extension request tells you the deal is real and the parties want it to close, but the original timeline was tight. The SPAC is protecting its optionality by buying time. For a healthcare portfolio manager, the 425 window is where merger arbitrage spreads move most sharply. Read the proxy for redemption thresholds, deal condition triggers, and any earnout structures tied to Freenome's clinical milestones. The gap between the $240 million figure reported at announcement and the $525 million pro forma cash figure needs reconciliation in the final proxy. That reconciliation will tell you whether the capital structure is robust or fragile. For an AI infrastructure builder or investor, Freenome's path to public markets through a SPAS is a pricing signal for AI-native health platforms. The implied valuation at close, compared against the pro forma $525 million figure, will become a comparable transaction for the next platform stage AI diagnostics company seeking a public path. Watch whether the deal closes cleanly. A clean close with low redemptions validates the SPAC route for this category. A messy close with high redemptions sets a cautionary precedent. For a SPAC arbitrage desk or structured capital allocator, the PCSC deadline extension request is the most operationally important detail. It means the parties have protected themselves against a forced liquidation if the vote takes longer than expected. That extension reduces binary close risk. But it also means the ARB window is longer and the spread may not compress as quickly as a hard deadline would force. Watch for the final proxy statement, likely filed within the next 60 days. That document will show the actual trust balance, the redemption terms, the fairness opinion on the $525 million figure, and any earnout structures tied to Freenome's clinical pipeline. The actual cash at close is what matters for Freenome's post-merger balance sheet and operational runway.